Welcome to The Word for Today, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck is currently leading us on a verse-by-verse venture through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, we'll be continuing with The Long Reign of Manasseh as we pick up in 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 4. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
He also built altars in the house of the Lord. That is, altars for the pagan gods, whereof the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem shall my name be forever." Here in this holy city, the city of God, the place where God's name was to be forever, he was seeking to obliterate the name of God, and he was seeking to set up all of these false pagan idols. Verse 7, "And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, 'In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, I'll put my name forever.'" So there in the Holy of Holies, he removed the Ark of the Covenant and he put in this pagan idol that he had made. Totally perverted. The house of God just desecrated the place of the worship of God. Verse 5, "He built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord." They had the inner court and the outer court. The outer court where the people would gather to worship. The inner court where the priest would come to offer the sacrifices. Where the altar, the burnt offering was there in the inner court. And he profaned these places by putting the signs of the zodiac right there within the temple precincts itself. "He caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom." That is, he offered his own children unto the pagan god Molech, the god of pleasure, burning his own children, cremating his own children alive, to somehow show devotion and love unto Molech. It was their form of abortion in those days. Whenever you open the door to pornography and man's passions and sensual desires are aroused, you then have that pressure towards inordinate and promiscuous sexual relationships. It follows a pattern. And inordinate and promiscuous sexual relationships lead to unwanted pregnancies, and unwanted pregnancies lead to pressure for abortion or the getting rid of the product. In those days, they had not the sciences of abortion as we have today. And thus they would bear the child, but then they would take the baby and place it alive in the fire. They'd burn it, cremate it. And it is not by accident, but just by the same pattern, and the same pattern that he noticed. He followed the pattern. The worship of Ashtoreth, pornography, was followed by promiscuous sexual rites. The temples that were built for these rituals and all, followed by these unwanted pregnancies, followed by the sacrificing of your children to the fires of Molech. So the first thing that happened in our nation is the courts opened the doors for pornography. It happened from the Supreme Court, who said that they were unable to define obscenity, that it was sort of an indefinable term. And thus, it was actually the result of the influence of existential philosophy. You see, existential philosophy declares that there are no absolutes. What may be obscene to me may not be obscene to you. And so buying into this philosophical system of existentialism Naturally, if there are no universal mores or universal standards, then you cannot have a real true definition of obscene. So the court, buying into the existential philosophy, declared, we cannot define what is obscene. That may be obscene to me, but it may not be to you. And so their inability to define obscene opened the door to all types of sex magazines with explicit types of sexual pictures designed for the purpose of arousing and inflaming a man's passions, stirring a person in a sensual way. But there's something about getting involved in that, and that is, once you do, there is a satanic force and power that gets hold of you. It is the worship of a pagan god. In the old days, they called it Asherim, the little female pornographic goddess. And Paul said, they that sacrifice to these idols are actually sacrificing to demons. And when you start getting into these things, there comes a demonic hold upon your life. And the thing is, you've got to have more and more and more. And so the pornography becomes worse. And it's got a hold on your life, and you become a slave to it, which then leads to all forms of perverted sex. For any sex outside of a commitment within a marriage bound is perverted sex. Because you are perverting God's intention for the purpose of giving to us the capacity of sex and giving to us the enjoyment of sex and giving to us sexual drives. All purposed by God to create a beautiful intimacy between two persons who have committed their lives unto each other. For this cause, a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they two become one flesh. That's God's purpose. That's God's design. And it's to create a beautiful unity, a oneness, to create this total kind of an intimacy between the two in the sacred relationship. So that if from this expression of love and intimacy, there is a child born, it is reared in a loving environment as both parents in love with each other see the product of their love and raise that child in this protective environment of love, that they can grow up surrounded by this kind of love. And oh, it's hard to describe the love and the excitement that you receive in seeing the offspring of your love, watching them grow and develop. And now the absolute joy of watching your grandchildren. But oh, the joy, the blessing of the fruit of the love and being able to see it and how it touches and moves your heart. That's what God intended. And any other use is a perversion. I know people don't like to be called perverted because they enter into lesbian or homosexual activities, but it is. I don't care if they like it or not. It's perverted. That isn't the way God intended the use of this capacity. Those who are involved in fornication, that's a perversion. Any use outside of that God-intended purpose of the bond and intimacy of marriage is a perversion. That leads to unwanted pregnancies. The next thing the courts decided that anything that consenting adults wanted to do was all right, and they obliterated all of our laws against adultery, our laws against homosexuality and all that. They got rid of all of those, and anything, you know, that consenting adults want to do is permissible. And suddenly we began to have hundreds of thousands of unwanted pregnancies. And so the court was then obligated to rule that abortion is okay if a woman desires it. And we began to sacrifice our children to the fires of Molech. And so far, over 20 million babies in the United States have been sacrificed on the altars of Molech. For this, God brought the nation of Israel into judgment. For this, God brought the heathen nations into judgment. And for this, God will surely bring the United States and our world in which we live today into judgment. You cannot just go on continually defying the laws of God and thinking that you're not going to have to pay. There is a price for this kind of licentiousness, as this nation will surely discover. He caused his children to pass through the fire, he just put them in the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times, that is, he followed the horoscope. He used enchantments, that means he had crystals and pyramids and other little supposed kind of power sources to carry around, aids to tap into spirit powers and spirit forces, even as people today are using crystals and pyramids and all for the same purpose. I mean, it's nothing new. He used witchcraft, which was dabbling into the area of the occult, into the spirit realm. He dealt with a familiar spirit. That is, he received a spirit guide, learning how to go into the trance and learning how to go into an altered state of consciousness, or through the witchcraft, which was the use of drugs. By the use of drugs, going into the altered state of consciousness, and in this altered state of consciousness, receiving then a spirit guide. A familiar spirit, which is a spirit guide, one that would direct his life and one to whom he could seek advice and counsel and direction, the familiar spirit or the spirit guide. And then he also dealt with wizards, which were people who were channelers, who in their altered state of consciousness would speak forth the words of a spirit that would take control of their bodies and of the words that they would speak. And so all of these things of the New Age movement, the crystals, the channelers, the spirit guides, the altered state of consciousness, nothing New Age about it. It's the old age. It's just a coming back to the old pagan practices that were almost wiped out in our Western culture by the rise of Christianity, by the enlightenment of Christianity. They were almost eradicated, but now with the demise of Christianity, we see these things again becoming popular. We see programs on TV, we see the magazine articles filled, newspapers filled with articles on these very things. Nothing new about it. Manasseh did it. And because he did it, he had done many things, many evil things in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. As we mentioned earlier, he set up this image in the Holy of Holies, the place that God said that he would be there. He, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, I'll put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them according to the whole law, the statutes, and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. God said, I'll establish them in the land if they will keep my ordinances, if they'll keep my commandments. But here he is violating and breaking the laws of God. Even as the United States has been blessed by God when we established a nation, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, basing the whole thing upon the biblical concept of government. Based upon the influence of the Christian church, a nation that could stand if they would continue to do all that God commanded, keeping his statutes and ordinances. But we have ruled that God's word is not valid. We have ruled that God's word is not even proper within our educational system. Though they can teach the New Age garbage, and though they do teach the New Age garbage to your kids, though they teach them witchcraft, though they teach them how to discover their spirit guides, they teach them how to go into altered states of consciousness, but they dare not teach them from the Bible, for that is a violation of the constitutional rights, according to the Supreme Court. The constitutional rights of those for the freedom from religion. That's the mistake that the court has made. That is not what the Constitution declares. It's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people. They would not hearken. And the final thing is, as though God would spoke to them. God sent the prophets to them. God warned them. They would not listen to God. Therefore, the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, or literally the rings, and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. The Assyrians took their captives. When they would lead them away captive, they would put a hook, a ring, through the lower lip and attach a leash to it. A chain. And so it would discourage them from resisting, because it would hurt when that ring got pulling on your lip. And so thus they would lead their captives. The Babylonians would take and put the ring through the nose. And then they'd lead the people by the ring through the nose. So in the pictures that you have from ancient times of the various conquests and depicting the various scenes of victory and all, if you see the ring through the lower lip, you know it's the Assyrians that have conquered. If you see the ring through the nose, you know it's Babylonians. And that's how they can discern in these pictographs and things that they discover. They learn whether it's Babylonian or Assyrian by where the ring is. But it's the way they led their captives away. And Manasseh was led away to captivity to Assyria with this ring through his lip. He was carried away to Babylon by the Assyrians. And when he was in affliction, he sought Yahweh his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. Up to the age of 12, he had had a good example. He was taught in the ways of the Lord. Up until the age of 12, he worshiped Yahweh in the temple with the family, with his father. He knew of God. His was a deliberate rebellion against the God that he knew. His was a deliberate turning himself over to the passions and the lust of his own flesh, turning away from God. And he continued in that pattern until he went into captivity. And to me, it's amazing how these things can take possession of a person and take them as a captive. Pornography can just take you as a captive and make you a slave. Perverted sex has a way of taking a person captive, coming involved in that area, and you get to where you can't quit. It holds you in a vice grip. His captivity was more than just in a spiritual sense. It became in a physical sense, and it usually follows. And there in Babylon, in great affliction, he sought the Lord and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father.
Return with more of our study through the book of 2 Chronicles in our next lesson, as we continue with the conversion of Manasseh. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of today's message, or perhaps you'd like to order a copy for that special friend or loved one, you can do so by simply contacting one of our customer service representatives, and they'd be more than happy to assist you with the ordering details. Simply call 1-800-272-WORD. And phone orders can be taken Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-9673. And for your added convenience, you can order online anytime when you go to thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse through the additional resources that include Bible studies, commentaries, CDs, DVDs, and so much more. Once again, that's The Word for Today online at thewordfortoday.org. And for those of you who still prefer to write, you can use our mailing address, which is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And be sure to include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck Smith continues his verse-by-verse study through the book of 2 Chronicles. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. Now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
I pray that God will bless you this week in a very special way, that your life will be guided by the Holy Spirit, that you'll have that sense of God's nearness and of God's presence, and especially of God's love. May He strengthen you as you walk in the midst of an evil and corrupt generation. May He keep your heart pure and holy towards Him. And thus, may you grow in your love and in your commitment to the things of God. In Jesus' name.
The Breaking Through Young Women's Conference at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
Peace, be still.
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of darkness.
Lay all your worries down.
Hurt, addiction, anorexia.
He brought them out of darkness.
Self-mutilation, homosexuality,
and the shadow of death.
Suicide.
And broke their chains in pieces.
To order the DVD of this conference and to watch a sneak preview online, visit us at thewordfortoday.org or call 1-800-272-WORD. Again, the number to call is 800-272-9673.
This program has been sponsored by The Word for Today in Costa Mesa, California.